Our Honorable Mayor Patrick Taylor on this October 31st and soon to be put on WHLC.com. And you have a special guest, and we see the Performing Arts Center going up. This is exciting, and you brought in Mary Adair Tremblay, but you're excited too as mayor of the town.
I am excited, and you know, I'm an old retired art professor, and one of my areas that I love to study was architecture. So this week I had a chance to go visit the construction site at the PAC Center. And I think I was caught by surprise like everyone else. I saw that they were doing site development, and I said, oh, that takes time. And then all of a sudden I go by and you see those trucks, and lo and behold, the building is up, the main part of the building, with that innovative construction technique that they're using. So I just wanted Mary Adair to come and share her ideas and excitement about this new facility that will serve this community well into the future.
Well, let's bring her on in. Special guest, Executive Director of the Highlands Performing Arts Center, Mary Adair Tremblay. And looking at the papers, the Highlands newspaper, wow, the expanded pack is taking shape. Tell us about all the excitement that you must be feeling.
Well, you are so right. It is so exciting to see everything happening after so many years. The theater structure went up so fast. It consists of 43 concrete slabs, anywhere from 8 feet to 12 feet wide to 36 feet long, weighing anywhere from 37,000 pounds to 53,000 pounds. Watching the crane pick these up right outside my office window, watching them fly the slabs into place, and it was totally amazing. And I have to say, I have a whole new respect for truck drivers and admiration. I have trouble backing my Mini Cooper up. They backed these tractor trailers with these 36-foot long slabs into a space. It was amazing to watch.
You had a wall signing on October 15th. Tell us about that.
Okay, the wall signing was kind of topping off. This was the first wall installed. It is the interior of the backstage wall. So this wall will never be covered up. So the signatures will be visible from now till ever.
And so the timing of this?
From mid-June to mid-July already, because we had bad dirt, so we had to dig out dump truck loads and bring in new dirt that would compress, so to hold the foundation. That's why we're behind schedule. But I tell you what, the construction crew on the ground here, and it's choke construction, these guys are wonderful, and they're still pushing for mid-June of 2022. If they get done, we can move to the bigger space. There are some concerts that we cannot do where we are now, and I will save those for the fall in the new theater. There are several concerts that actually require a lot more power. Most concerts are multimedia now, and we can do a little bit of that where we are now, but not major. Actually, an orchestra or a small symphony we could do, which is why chamber music will stay in our current building, because the acoustics are so near perfect that that's what they like.
And she was experiencing the same problems that the fire department building with the dirt. They had to haul out that dirt, the bad dirt, and put in new dirt. And so that took a little while. But
yes,
but the expansion looks great.
The dirt problem is always up here. When you do construction, almost invariably people have to take out that old mountain humus soil that won't compact and replace it with dirt that will hold the foundation.
You've been busy with a lot of meetings. First, let's talk about the meeting with Hotwire. The contract is completed, and now what's next for Hotwire?
Hotwire had a meeting with our staff this week. It was kind of a staging meeting, and I just wanted to give everybody an update. What is really impressed from my information about the meeting is that they're going to come in with a lot of support crews and people. They will create an office here somewhere in town, and then they'll have to do some preparatory work before they start actually operating the network. A couple of things I want to point out. Just be looking at the newspaper and the radio ads. They'll start advertising about how people can sign up for their service. They will also be creating a website where they'll have information for people that are interested in what they're doing. Do not call the town hall and ask to sign up to Hotwire, because that is a separate business, a private business. They will be handling all of their account, and we will be out of the broadband business. We won't be taking the customer signups. One question people have: if I'm on the Altitude Community Broadband, what will happen to my service? And here's the basic plan. Hotwire has purchased the equipment, and they have purchased Altitude Broadband. They will continue to provide that service for the Altitude customers until a point where they're ready to make a transition with the customers, and they will contact the customers. And at that point, the customer can decide, do I want to continue with Hotwire or do I want to look at another provider? It'll be a competitive system. But if they want to continue with Hotwire, the Altitude customers, it'll be a seamless transition. You won't know that you've been changed over. It'll just go right through and you'll continue with your service with, of course, many more options than you had with Altitude, which was strictly just a broadband, community broadband service.
Now, Verizon, you met with them to clear up any problems about how they can get their crew up on the WHLC tower, and tell us how that went.
I was in on that meeting. It wasn't just with Verizon. Your president, Chuck Cooper of HLC, was there too. And we had a good, productive meeting where I think we're all on the same page now about how we'll be able to address the issue of letting them come onto the tower and upgrade their equipment. And then there'll be some issues about the location of the radio tower that we will continue to work on. But I thought it was a very good meeting, Steve.
Yeah, and I was there on duty when Verizon wanted for us to lower the power. We were stuck at a certain level. I told them, wait, and they had told us just to turn the radio station off. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, we don't do that. And so just give us more time. And then they had something else to do.
Well, I just know that your people are going to get together with their people, and at some date in the coming weeks, there'll be a time where everything will be coordinated.
Talk about paving coordination there, upper and lower length, and then there was some work with a rumble strip on 106.
You know, we allocated money to pave several streets in town this week. One was Spring Street, and the contractor, Bryson Construction and Grading, got that one paved about a week ago. We also have projects of paving Sherwood Forest, Upper Lake, and Lower Lake. I know I went up on Sherwood Forest this week, and they were making preparations in the middle of the week to do that paving, but along came the rain. So that didn't happen. Hopefully they'll be able to stage and get that paving done next week, barring any bad weather. Hopefully we can get it in because, you know, the temperatures are dropping. And once they get to a critical number, like 40 or 30 degrees during the day, the asphalt plants shut down, and we would then have to carry these paving projects over into the spring. I hope that doesn't happen. We have to have the right weather and the right conditions for that to take place.
Tom Neal came in last week and talked about booster shots. People are taking advantage of that. Also, the clinics.
That's right. And I heard Tom while I was shopping in the grocery store about the boosters. I'm going to go take my Moderna booster after the election, and I'm in a road race this weekend. Got a few things, but I'll get to taking my booster. My wife has already done that. I know people will be taking advantage of those opportunities that Tom announced. That's a real positive step. You know, I was talking to someone in Highlands who's a doctor at the CDC. She was very optimistic about what's happening with the trend with COVID, and is very hopeful that we've crossed the bridge and are downhill and COVID will go away. There's still concern throughout the world. We've got to keep an eye on possible variants like the Delta variants popping up. I just hope that everybody will get their vaccinations and practice those good protocols when you're in close quarters with people that you don't know and so forth. But I'm optimistic, and I think everyone is optimistic that we've turned the corner on COVID. I sure hope so, because we don't want to go through another surge with another variant.
I see the group that has been hanging our Christmas lights at least for a couple of years, and the Christmas lights are going up early, and people are asking why. Well, maybe it's a good thing they are pretty put up early.
Well, that company does a lot of installations throughout Western Carolina, so they just can't wait and try to get everything up right before Thanksgiving. So they have to start planning and managing their work crews. And yes, they've been putting up on Main Street Christmas decorations and in the park and the actual Christmas tree. They're working on that. And when you think about it, after Election Day, we have Veterans Day. Then we have the Food and Wine Festival, where that takes up a lot of time in the park. And then we have Thanksgiving, and that Saturday after Thanksgiving, we have the Christmas tree lighting and the town lighting. So there's not a lot of time. Our town crews, they'll be starting to put the wreaths, decorations on the different light poles throughout the town. They'll get started on that very soon.
Well, this afternoon, man, Main Street and 4th Street, everything just opens up. We have a DJ, we've got a band, we got the hot dogs, and
that's right.
And we've got the children and the parents.
And also dogs dressed up for Halloween. And thank goodness we don't have to require people to wear a mask other than a Halloween mask.
That's right. No mask over the mask.
I want to give a shout out to the Highlands Rotary Club, of which I'm a member, and I'll be operating with many of my members. We'll be doing the hot dogs. Actually, that's a pretty big logistical enterprise because we prepare and distribute thousands of hot dogs for this event. I appreciate the town for their first responders who will close off the roads leading to Main Street, and then also the Chamber of Commerce because they put this event on, and then the merchants who will be passing out the candy to the children. So it's a great way to kind of start the fall season and head toward Veterans Day and Thanksgiving.
You mentioned Election Day. Everybody should just go out and vote.
That's right. And yes, I'm a candidate, but I will say this. I've always encouraged people, get out and vote. It's important that we have good numbers. We have registered voters. As a precinct in this county, we always want to have good turnouts because that makes elected officials beyond Highlands realize we have a voting public here that needs to be courted and addressed when it comes to other elections. So my only message is please go out and vote if you haven't already done the early voting, and vote for the candidates of your choice.